Daddy-O. How's the roads out there? KDSPW.
Oh, perfectly fine like they were last night. Doesn't look like anybody's done anything to them, but I'm on 68. They're fine. I mean, you know, could probably use a scrape with the plow or a little bit of salt or sand, but I'm driving over the speed limit. Fine. Neighborhood was okay, too. My own street was, needs to get done. It's got, you know, a new 2 or 3 inches on it, but everything else is good. Good morning. Happy Saturday. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Did a trip to Petoskey today, blood work for her. Did a grocery run. And that was about it. Nothing else going on. Just got up a little late this morning. Still haven't had breakfast yet. But moving along. How about you? Anything good going on?
Well, I just got back from Orlando. That was interesting. I'm glad I went. You know, nice to get out of the cold and get some sunshine. It was actually too hot. It was 91. It was kind of miserable. You know, mostly an outdoor event. Not a lot of shade. Not enough seating. But, you know, like I said, I'm glad I went. I'm actually heading to Petoskey right now to go VE a test. And it's some sort of, you know, winter festival days or something. Some kind of ice carving and open houses and stuff. Crooked Tree, I think, has got an open house, and I think maybe the library does too, I don't know. But I will get this test out of the way and probably use it as an excuse to do a Meijer run or a Walmart run. Ken and I had late breakfast, early lunch at Noka yesterday. Yeah, that's about it, you know. Planning on going downstate next weekend to go to Livonia.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we got doctor's appointments. She's getting her hearing checked. Looking at all the little things we need to do on that kind of stuff. I still need to find us some dentists. And then I got to go for an eye checkup, so. Seems like we get more and more doctor's appointments the older we get, you know. Well, I thought about going to Livonia, but we got an appointment, so we'll be doing that. And we do have tickets, or do have a room and reservations and everything for Dayton and going to the QRP dinner at the Holiday Inn there. And going to give that a shot this year.
Yeah, I made those reservations while we were in Orlando. Just, I kind of considered skipping it this year. I was a little disappointed with the way things went last year, more so within my own little group than with this show. But I think this one will be 49 in a row for me. The only ones I missed were the 2 years of COVID shutdown. So I think I'll at least get to 50. You know, I'll do this year and probably next. And then after that, I won't really worry about it. I'd probably go back to Orlando, especially now that I have the lay of the land. It's definitely not Dayton. It's smaller, but you know they're I think they said 24,000, something like that. So I have other reasons for going downstate too. So yeah, we flew in and out of Metro. So and I stayed. We went down the day before we left and stayed at my daughter's. And then when we got back on Monday, flight got in around 6 and. We had to jockey cars around and stuff, and then we just drove straight home. We got home about 11:30. It was a long day.
All right. Well, never even thought about heading down for that. Have to talk to you sometime to find out what that entailed for costs. That might be different. I got a son in Daytona Beach. It'd be good to visit him now and then. That was last time I was down. When he got married, I don't know, 15 years ago.
So, you know, we pretty much did the same thing. Jan's son is in Tampa, so we flew in and out of Tampa. The airfare was a tad cheaper, $30, $40 cheaper than flying in and out of Orlando. We got in on Thursday fairly early, rented a car, dropped her off at her son's, and then continued on to Orlando. You know, the biggest expense was the room, $25 for a ticket, a couple $100 for a rental car, because we got, you know, we rented a Tahoe, so could have certainly cut dollars and spent less there, but figured why, you know, John and I split everything, so barely $100 a piece, so. You know, airfare and hotel, it's your biggest expense. And, you know, it kind of goes with the territory. Hotel's your probably biggest expense with Dayton. Staying by Wright Pad again this year. Did not renew at the, not Hilton Garden, but I can't remember the name of the chain, but The rooms there this year were over $300 a night. And we're like, no.
Yeah, they've gotten out of hand. We're kind of lucky when we go down to Ann Arbor for her appointments. We get a U of M, we reserve through the U of M office, and we get a pretty good discount. We get the same room every time we go. It's kind of nice. We've been good. Always got the handicapped because she was in a wheelchair, and the room's still available. We get it. It's nice and roomy, and it's only like 10 steps to the elevator, so it works out nice. Well, other than that, not my snow today, so I'll stay home and probably move some snow later. Starting to accumulate on the roofs.
Yeah, I probably should plug the heat tape back in. I had it unplugged while we were gone. And I'll probably do the driveway later. They're saying another 3 to 5 inches between now and 6 or 7 o'clock. If you look at the hour by hour, you get down to 3 o'clock or so, it's like, you know, 65-70% chance of snow. Whereas it's only, you know, 15-20 right now, and it's barely even flurry in here. Between Hollandson and Petoskey, so don't know if there'll even be any accumulation by the time I'm coming back. But there's, we probably got 3 inches overnight in the driveway. I've been keeping it up, so probably should again, especially if there's more coming. But gas prices pissed me off, you know, 40 cents overnight. I was in Gaylord on Thursday. I paid $2.61. Get up yesterday, and it's $3.39. Like, you know, WTF. WHRPM.
Yeah, great. Yeah, we noticed a big jump in prices. I've got a full tank, so I'm okay. I had coupons together. I got 40 cents out over at Canada. So it paid off. And I caught it on a day when the prices were down, so it worked out real well. Yeah, I've been going through the gas, that's for sure. Just clocked over $120,000 on my van. It's 10 years old this June.
What do you do with the dogs on these medical trips? Is your kid in Mancelona watching her?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. We it's like a 60-70 mile detour off of I-75 to go to his place, drop the dogs, and then get get back to 75 South. We go through Anyway, there's a road that goes south out of Mansalona, called Mansalona Road, I guess. So we found the shortcuts, but that's what we've been doing. We got to go to Traverse City next for her hearing, and we're probably going to leave the dogs there overnight and stay in Traverse City overnight. The shopping center there, south of town, over by the Wolf Lodge.
Well, if you you know, if you get in a situation where you want to leave them home and just need let outs, just let me know if I'm around. I got no problem doing that. You're close enough. We actually used a dog sitter, somebody that she works with near her work. So, you know, we had the detour to Charlevoix and back on our way back and forth from DTW. It would have been a little different out of GVC, but it wasn't the money that did that. The money was negligible. The difference was negligible. It was the scheduling. We couldn't get the flights we needed on the days we needed. So, and speaking of plows, you know, I've passed two plows since we've been talking, both going the other way, one on, you know, one on 68 and then another one here on 31. So, plows are out, which is probably why the roads are in as good a shape as they are, but even without them, you know, there wasn't enough snow to really matter. Yeah, and that's the only, you know, now that we've got kind of got the time, at least I got the time, the only thing I'm doing is still doing some real estate, still doing some lending. Most of that's downstate and done remotely, and then I'm doing my phone install stuff, so definitely keeping busy, but I'm happy that other municipal load is off my shoulders for sure. Yeah, I don't think you'll have any trouble. I get the feeling you got to make this trip later today, and unless we start getting significant accumulation, which I think that's 2-3 o'clock at the earliest.
All right. Well, I have to go today, and do need to get up in the suburban, get a haircut. I stopped at that haircut place down Indian River, I think I told you. I walked in and the first thing out of his mouth was, "My next appointment is next day, blah, blah." Didn't say hello, kiss my ass, nothing. Sorry. So I was like, I won't be going back there.
Yeah, Josh is actually overworked. He's a nice guy. He's our secretary at the Sportsman's Club. You know, he moved from that place there, strip mall up by you, you know, the one there just as you're coming into the town in Sheboygan, but he's actually a decent guy, and he's not cheap, but I think he's $21 now for under 65, so the problem is he's got more business than he knows what to do with, you know, I mean, you can't, even with us, you know, I mean, the guys that he considers friends, you know, I text them, "Hey, what you got open?" And it's usually 2-3 days down the road. I wanted to get in there to see him before I left for Orlando, and it didn't happen. I ended up in there on Thursday, and, you know, I walked in, there was somebody there, and before I was done, there was somebody waiting. And, you know, he's not a happy barber, let's just put it that way, but he does a good job, and he's close.
Yeah, I got that impression. You know, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, find something else to do. Don't spread the misery. Some people say it takes up. I say, no, it don't. Hi. Well, they get moving here, get some breakfast, and get things started. Been outside with the other one, didn't care to get out of bed yet. The big one, a UTI, so we did a trip to the vet. She's on antibiotics and feeling better. We go to the vet up there by the drawbridge in Sheboygan. Much better prices than the one in Harper Springs.
Well, when you say Harbor Springs, do you mean Maple Bay, or do you mean Little Traverse? Because we go to Little Traverse, and I'm pretty happy there. I followed the Fed over there from Indian River, so. And we've been fortunate, haven't had any issues. Ongoing ear, yeast, ear infections, but I got the medication for it, so. All right, well, hi to Christy, hi to the mutts, and I'll be around. I hope to be done here in an hour or so, probably. Hour, hour and a half. Like I said, seeing as I'm already in town, I probably got a couple things that I can take care of while I'm here, so. Very little traffic. Hardly any traffic, actually. I'm already the other side of Conway, so. See you later. WARP.
Take care, be safe. Chat with you later. KSBW.
KC8VSU. Driver City 442.5 DMR repeater on North Michigan Link. KC8VSU testing.
WBTQZ and 70, traffic for Oscoda and Black River. Looking for anyone that can help with that traffic. WBTQZ. WBTQZ on 70 with traffic for Black River or Oscoda. Looking for any station to help with that traffic. Sounding Earth, WBTQZ clear.
KSADAM, can I get a radio check, please?
Station calling, this is Whiskey Charlie 9 India, WC9I. Your audio sounds great. Back to you.
Thank you very much. My radio wasn't transmitted. I had to do a reset on it, and I don't know what function I messed up on, but I'm glad to hear I've got it going right now. 73 KF8DAM. We're clear.
Okay, I'm glad you got it figured out. Name here is Dave Delta Alpha Victor Echo, Southwestern Arizona. Have a great night, WC9I.